Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I seen your picture.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Your name is 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Faith Whittier, board-certified medical doctor. She's an obstetrics gynecology expert. She's the member of the medical committees for Women's Health and Family Planning Association in the state of Texas, one of the leaders there. She's also a blockchain expert, which we're fortunate about that. Dr. Faith, thanks again for being here. One of the things that a lot of people knew, and I was aware of before the pandemic, is something you want to talk about today, and that is that doctors were already burned out because they were under pressure from a repayment standpoint, from a getting paid standpoint, from all the regulation, the medical regulations. But also we had a generational shift, didn't we, between the gray beards who didn't want to go to digital records and the young kids who wanted it. And there's a lot of conflict there, wasn't there? Hasn't there been?
Yeah. I think a lot of conflict, one, but a lot of creation of this enormous amount of data that I think we're swimming in, number two. And, yeah, the physician burnout has been a real issue, and it's 400 physicians commit suicide every year. I mean, it's a real thing.
What?
Yeah, I know.
400?
Realize it, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. And although it's multifactorial, I don't want to say, it's one thing or the other, but certainly the electronic health records have not helped. When you think about seeing a patient on the ground, 1 hour seeing a patient, 2 hours in, drowning in electronic health records, has really created an issue over time. And I think as we continue electronically, we are just going to create more data, and then we have this sort of tsunami of data. And I'm glad to see that we are sort of moving in a direction where we understand we're going to need to sort this data. So,
is the data causing not only them to be consumed by the data, the medical doctors, but is it also causing them to have so much information that they second guess themselves, that they're worried about decisions that they make and that can come back to haunt them later when they didn't use their instincts? What is there anything there?
Yeah, so I think not. It's a matter of a lot of times that accessing the data. So had the data not been buried in a part of the electronic record, mm-hmm. Had you had that information, you would have made a different decision. And I think this is the exciting thing where probably, artificial intelligence and the new technology that's on the horizon can really help with sort of sorting this data so that the data is more intelligent, if you will, so we're able to get at diagnoses more quickly. Cancer patients.
But all doctors aren't digital natives. There's still some practicing who want to continue to practice who aren't digital natives. Are some of these folks going to have to get an IT person on their staff to help them manage some of this?
Well, I think the IT piece of it is out the gate now, and the train has left the station. I think, when you look at the regulatory measures that are coming down the pike with, CMS and interoperability. I think what really, and as we move into more value-based care and patients will need to be able to access their data, they're going to need to be able to store their data in a secure place. And I think the goal is for them to be able to do just that, if they have a third party API for them to be able to be able to connect with their medical records at their, you know, in healthcare institutions. So I think that is inevitable and is really where we're going to go, and it's going to be regulated. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to be able to take the data, sort the data. We're all going to have to speak the same data language.
Is there a bureau? Is there a bureau that either exists or is going to have to exist to do this and sell it as a SaaS type of product to doctors? Is that coming? Is it already here?
I think that is already on board. I think some of the push is, like I said, with Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CHIP, to start the process there. But then obviously, when you look at the SaaS, like you said, there'll be many companies that will come on board that to try to facilitate,
Mm-hmm. You know, as pilots, as the cockpit got more technical, pilots became more managers than aviators. As medicine becomes more technical, are doctors going to become more IT managers than physicians?
I think you hit that on the nail. Yeah. I mean, we are having to become much more managers, managerial, gatekeepers, that kind of thing. And so it's become more complicated. Yeah. Your job has become more complicated.
And it's not going to be for everybody, and it's going to make me wonder who's going to want to be a doctor in the future, especially when the compensation is coming down like it has been. Quick break, right back with Dr. Faith Whittier after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.